So when you picture the ethereal, polished beauty of the Taj Mahal, you're looking at marble. But the rugged, everlasting strength of the Roman Colosseum, that actually connects you directly to travertine. Welcome to today's deep dive. We're analyzing a really comprehensive source on marble versus travertine today, and our mission is to help you decode the technical differences between these two natural stone heavyweights. Because, well, you need to choose a material that actually fits your everyday lifestyle and not just what looks good on your mood board.
Yeah, it is incredibly easy to get caught up purely in the aesthetics. Natural stone really is the gold standard of prestige, right? But if we connect this to the bigger picture, a stone's everyday performance, how it handles spills or heat or footsteps, that is entirely dictated by its geological DNA. Its birth essentially decides how safe and practical it is for your home today.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because choosing natural stone for your home is kind of like adopting a pet. I mean, you can't just pick one based on how cute it looks in a picture. You have to deeply understand its daily habits, or you're both going to be miserable. So, what actually happens during this geological birth?
Well, it really comes down to heat and pressure. So marble is a metamorphic rock. It starts out as limestone, and then over millions of years, intense tectonic pressure recrystallizes the minerals.
Oh, wow. Millions of years.
Yeah, exactly. And it packs those minerals so tightly together that the stone becomes incredibly heavy and dense. We are talking like 2.71 grams per cubic centimeter.
Which is pretty dense.
Right. And that sheer density is what allows marble to take a really high mirror-like polish and creates those iconic flowing veins.
So what about travertine then?
Travertine, on the other hand, is a sedimentary rock. It forms primarily around hot springs. And as it forms, escaping carbon dioxide bubbles actually leave it lighter, about 2.52 grams per cubic centimeter.
Wait, bubbles, like leaving it full of tiny holes and pits. So marble is basically the dense pressure-forged diamond, while travertine is like the bubbly champagne of stones.
That is a great way to put it. And those champagne bubbles in travertine are the precise reason it passes what professionals call the barefoot test.
The barefoot test, what is that?
Well, if it's a 100-degree summer day, those little air pockets act as thermal insulators. Because air is a poor conductor of heat, the stone transfers far less of that solar heat to your bare feet.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, plus those same pits provide phenomenal grip when wet, making it the undisputed champion for outdoor pool decks. Polished marble, conversely, just absorbs that heat and becomes dangerously slick outdoors.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Let me push back on this a bit. If travertine is essentially full of literal holes, I mean, wouldn't it be an absolute bacterial nightmare in a kitchen?
What's fascinating here is that you're totally right. Professionals rarely recommend travertine for primary countertops for that very reason.
Because it traps everything.
Exactly. Those natural pores trap food particles and bacteria, making it a terrible work surface for chopping and prepping. However, it makes for a beautifully warm, textured backsplash where it isn't taking that heavy wear.
Right, because nobody is chopping onions on their backsplash.
Right. And marble, because of its tight density, stays naturally cold, which is exactly why bakers absolutely love it for rolling out dough.
But since travertine is full of those holes we just talked about, it acts like a sponge, right? And that has to completely change your maintenance routine and, well, your budget.
Oh, absolutely. But first, you have to remember both of these stones are calcium-based, which means they share a kryptonite. Acid?
Like lemons or vinegar.
Yeah, flash of wine, lemons, vinegar, they don't just leave a stain. The acid causes a chemical reaction that literally eats away the top layer of the stone.
Ouch.
Yeah, that physical dissolving is what we call etching, and it permanently dulls the surface. Now, because travertine acts like a sponge, it requires professional sealing every 6 to 12 months just to keep moisture out.
And marble.
Denser marble buys you a bit more time. It only needs a seal every 12 to 24 months. But travertine can often run you 30% to 50% cheaper than marble up front.
Okay, so what does this all mean? If we look at the whole board, marble is your formal, high-gloss, indoor showstopper, right?
Okay.
And travertine is your budget-friendly, rugged, outdoor workhorse.
Exactly. But this raises an important question for you to ponder. We spend so much time talking about sealing, protecting, and preserving these materials.
Oh, yeah, constantly stressing over a single drop of lemon juice.
Right. But think about the psychological toll of treating your kitchen like a museum. Since both of these premium stones permanently etch and dull from everyday acidic spills, you have to ask yourself a question.
Which is?
When you bring a piece of the earth into your home, you know, a material with millions of years of geological history, does true luxury mean constantly protecting a pristine surface? Or should you embrace the organic aging process?
Like letting the stone document the messy reality of your daily life.
Exactly. Allowing it to age and wear as a physical testament to the beautiful life actually lived in that space.
I love that. Are you adopting a delicate show dog or a rugged hiking buddy? Definitely something to think about next time you're swiping through that mood board. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.